Okay, we left off. Last thing we had done was Sifchot Zion, that cutting that loses a parent or anybody, Mekaren Lo. So we said that the Gemara had, says, because we ne'ag masnef, the Shach quotes the Gemara. So Daniel, you had asked me what would be the din about if it's for a parent, do you need, would it be a Keresh and a Misacha? So I don't think it would be, because you see the Rabbi Kivager here says that if it's a katan she'igia l'chinach, you do a tefach. If it's a katan she'igia l'chinach, you're only korea kol shehu. So it's not a real kriya, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think it would be a Keresh and a Misacha. The whole din is alts. Agnes Nefesh. So you don't treat it like a real kriya. Even though we said ein mechanchen in lavelus, but there is a chinuch with kriya. But my impression is that from that Rebbe Kivager, you wouldn't treat it like that.
Even if it's a gil chinuch.
Yeah, he says even if it's a gil chinuch, it says it's only a tefach. He doesn't say if it's for a parent you would do, you know, you do achigalus libo. So I think that would be the din. Okay. All right, very good. Let's continue now.
Where do you get that from? There would be a tefach.
Because I think it's only an agnes nefesh. It's just, you know, just to saw a little baby, so you just do a little bit for an agnes nefesh. For a cotton that's a little bit older, you do a little bit more, you do a tefach. But it's all under the rubric of agnes nefesh. Okay? Yeah, Yoni, go ahead.
What do agnes nefesh means for other people's agnes nefesh?
For everybody. For the whole, you know, for the boy, for the family.
We expect him also to be emotionally involved?
Yeah, I mean, agnes nefesh, then I guess it'll make some impression on him too as well. But it means everybody. Yeah. That's the pashtus.
Isn't Kriya for agnes nefesh? Couldn't you say, in general, Kriya is for agnes nefesh? What's the chiluk?
No, because we're doing it, he doesn't have any cognition, the boy. And even if he's a gil chinuch, it's hard for him to really chop. So we have to, you know, do it for him. So that's why it's not considered to be locked in as a real din kriya. Okay? Agnes nefesh is for, not the guy, for everyone else, including the katan. That's the chiluk. That's why it's not just for him. Pure chinuch is just for the boy. Mechanech, the boy, to do this particular mitzvah. This is not just the boy, it's other people. That's why it doesn't lock in. So that's why you're not going to have Achim Megalas Libo for this situation. Okay? Even though we said there's no Chinuch Laves, but there's a Chinuch LaKotten for a Kriya, but what we're saying is that you have to, you're toning it down a little bit. You're not going to plug it into that degree. Because Rabbi Kivager doesn't say that if it's for a parent, it's Achim Megalas Libo. So I think that's the din, halacha l'maisa. Okay. So, Sifchof Ches. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, HaKorea v'Shabbos al-Mei Sofbi Shechil Shabbos Yotzi Dei Kriya. So we say that the din is that if you are Mechal Shabbos, when you tear Kriya, which is an Issid Rabbanan, or it might be an Issid Yeraisa because it's constructed, it's not just Mechalkel. So the din is that even in Mechal Shabbos, you yaitz in the mitzvah of Kriya. It's a mitzvah of Avera. So we assume both the Shach and Tase, it's not a mitzvah of Avera because the Isser's in the Gavra, the Chefs is not considered to be what? The Chefs is not considered to be a problem. And the Gesher Achaim writes here that in Os Samach Aleph, he writes that on Shabbos we don't do Kriya, but we do say the bracha of Diana Emes, B'Shem Malchus, and the Kriya will do on Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? So the Kriya will do on Motzoi Shabbos. And the truth of the matter is that in Sif Lamed Aleph as well, if you take a look, it says, Ein Korim B'Yomtif, Afilu B'Yomtif Sheni Shogalias, Afilu B'Krovim Shomeis. We don't take Kriya on Yomtif Sheni, on Yomtif, because even Krovim Meis, because it's Asar of Abba Cholomoy, Korim Kolecha B'Kifi Mashu Oime B'Shas Yisiz V'Shomo. And Cholomoy, you take Kriya if you're there B'Shas Yisiz V'Shomo, Oime Muadim Kosher O'Chachem Kolecha Kedina Shiz Bayer. So Yontif Sheni, you don't tear Kriya, but on Cholomoy, you tear Kriya if you're there B'Shas Yisiz V'Shomo, if it's an Aram Kosher, or it's a Chachem all the dinim. Then the Ramah says, Aga, V'yesh Omrim, Nogin Shein Likro B'Cholomoy, Rakal Avivimo, Vashar Mason Korin Lachar Moed. But he says on other Mason Rekor Lachar Moed, Mokum Shein Minig Yeshli Kraha Kulum. So Rav Shechter points out in the Sefer, according to all the Minhagim, the Pash of Shad is that we always at least do Avivim, I want to get back to it, Halacha L'maisa. So the Mechaber, so on the Din of Chol HaMoed, it's really a Machlekes in the Rishonim, Halacha L'maisa. The Ramban and the Rambam write, the two quotes here, that were Korei on Chol HaMoed, and the Rav Yoh says we're not Korei at all on Chol HaMoed. The Rav Yoh argues and says we're not Korei at all on Chol HaMoed. And then the Trumas Adeshin makes the Apshar, that for Avivimo, there's a Kriya on Chol HaMoed. For Shar Krovim, there is no Kriya. So there's three Shitas in the Rishonim. Okay? The Ramban and the Rambam again say that there is Kriya on Chol HaMoed. The Rav Yoh says there's no Kriya at all. And then the Trumas Adeshin makes Apshar. Avivimo, there is. And Shar Krovim, there is not. And the Mechaber Paskins, Halacha L'maisa, that there is Kriya, Kamoy Yuvos Achol. Passes like the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Ramah holds like the Trumas Adeshin. So the Bach points out here in Sif Katan, the Taz quotes the Bach as following on Sif Katan Yidches and the Shach and Sif Katan Mem Zayin by a Shmuel Krova and Chol HaMoed, that after Yom Tov will be a Shmuel Rechoka and you won't be able to do a Kriya anymore. Yekor Na Kol HaMesim Chol HaMoed. We know that on a Shmuel Rechoka for Aviv Imo, you tear Kriya, whatever it happens. Shmuel Rechoka is you hear about the death after 30 days afterwards. So it's Aviv Im, you tear Kriya anyway. But if it's Shar Krovim, and if you don't tear Chol HaMoed, if you wait till after Yom Tov, it's going to be a Shmuel Rechoka, the din is that your Korea says the Bach, the Taz quotes the Bach, and the Shach says the same thing in Sifkot and Mem Zayin. And the Psak is like the Bach, okay? Now, what about Aviv Imo on Chol HaMoed? So the Marshal writes, you don't even do Kriya on Chol HaMoed and a Shmuel Rechoka, even on Aviv Imo. That's what the Marshal writes, okay? That's what the Shach quotes. And the Shach and the Taz both write that we paskin like that. So if it's Aviv Imo, in the regular case of a Shmuel Krover, a regular case, you tear Kriya, like we said. That everyone called all them in Hagen. We quoted from, we mentioned the Rav Shechter said, no matter what you do for Avivim, you always do Kriya. But if it's a Shmuel Rechoka, the Marashah says you don't do Kriya for a Shmuel Rechoka for a father and mother, even on Chol HaMoed. And the Pesachei Tshuva here on the bottom argues in Sifkot and Yudgimli quotes a Maharit that says Shalom Pasek came. Okay? So the Maharit says beferish that we would tear Kriya Aviv Imo on Chol HaMoed by a Shmuel Rechoka. I mean, I would imagine that we would, because the Psak is that Aviv Imo is the one exception. You always tear Kriya Chol HaMoed. So why should that be different by Shmuel Rechoka? Whenever you have a Shmuel Rechoka, Aviv Imo. So the Maharit argues L'maisa on that Marashah. The Shachataz seem to say that Allah is like the Marashah, but as I said, the Pesachua quotes from the Maharit, I think the minute would be like the Maharit, that you would tear Kriya, even for a Shmuel Rechoka, for a father and mother.
Against the
Shachon. But the Iker Shita is that you always tear Kriya for the father and mother, Chol HaMoed. That's what I'm bringing out here. That's the Psak from the Ramal. So why should it be different by a Shmuel Rechoka? Right? Whenever you have a Shmuel Rechoka, you tear the Kriya. So why should it be different than it's by a Shmuel Rechoka? So the Yalkut Yosef points out that the minig in Yerushalayim is to tear Kriya only on Aviv Imo, Halacha L'maaseh and Chol HaMoed. But he says in other places outside Yerushalayim, you should be Korea al Kol Meisim b'Chol HaMoed, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins al Pidin, and you should just switch the Beged afterwards so it won't be Avelis before Hesed. He should switch the Beged afterwards so it won't be Avelis before Hesed. So if you're going to tear Kriya al Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim, you only did an Aviv Imo. Outside Yerushalayim, you should do Kriya on everybody, according to the Mechaber in the Svardim. Allah said, we said Ashkenazim only do it by Aviv Imo al Pidin. Even though the Ramah said if there is no Minig, you should be Korei al Kulam. Okay, but Lamais, if you're going to make that distinction, anytime you do Kriya, you should not wear it, Lamais, because it'll be Avelis before Hesia. You take it off on Chol HaMoed. Okay? It's interesting. Let's wait till we get to the Chiyuvim of the Chorban, because we have to compare all the dinin. Okay? So that's the Gabe, this halacha about, that's about this halacha. I want to just mention Lagabe, like I said, we'll wait for that comparison of the Chorban, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so we have this din of Shabbos and Yontif and Cholmoed. Just Shabbos, Yontif, Yontif Sheni, you're going to be Yotze even though you did an Aveira, but it's not a problem, Mitzvah Abeba Aveira, because Mitzvah Aveira is on the Chefsa, and here the Aveira Lamaisa is on the Gavra, because it's Machal Shabbos, and a Cholmoed, we have a Machloikis Mechaber, who says you will do Kriya straight up, Halacha Lamaisa, and the Rama will say, you really shouldn't unless it's up of Imo. If there is no minig, then he says, Lamais, you could do Kriya, Lamais on all of them. Okay, but you have to turn it around. And we said by Shmuel Rechoka, Shachata said not the way. The Marit seemed to say not the way. We were saying the Ramah seemed to say not the way. Okay, usually you go like the Shachatas, but if the Mahalach hears, you should tear Kriya by Aviv Imo whenever it is. So it would be mistaber to me that you would tear Kriya even by Shmuel Rechoka for a parent on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Let's go back to Choftes now. Hakare bechaluk azul lo yotzi de kriya. If you tear kriya with a stolen beged, the halacha is you're not yotzi. Okay? Why is that? This is the Yushalmi in Moed Katan compares a kriya de Shabbos, which you yotzi, with halacha lamaisa with eating matzah kzula. You're not yotzi. What's the difference? Because the matzah is stolen, their chefs is a problem. That's what the Shach and Tah say right here. They say b'feirish l'maisa that the aveira is in the gufa chaluk if it's stolen. So if the gufa chaluk is in the aveira, then you got a problem. Halacha l'maisa. Whereas by Shabbos, the aveira is not the gufa chaluk. It's the gavra that did the chol Shabbos. Matzah gzul also is not yotze. Whatever, so you carry matzah through our bavos, which is sharabim, you're also yotze on the seder. Because carrying, there's no aveira in the chefsa. The aveira is not stolen. You carried the matzah through Rosh Hashanah. So the Yushalmi says that would also be a case for Yotze. So I was just wondering, it's just interesting, there's a machloikas amaroyim in Sukkah and daflamet amar aleph. If you steal a stolen, if you have a stolen lulav and yantav sheni of Sukkahs, what's the din? Halacha lamaisa. It's 2 days in the Gemara. If you don't know Shmuel, says Yotze. It talks to Yotze, b'shol Yotze nam v'galzun. Rabbi Yochanan says that a stolen lulav is possible. So the pashut shot is, the way Tosfos learns on the bottom laman off, it's a machlokes with a mitzvah bavera applies to a mitzvah drabonon. Because Yom Tov Sheni shaking lulav is only drabonon. Do you apply the principle of mitzvah bavera to the mitzvah drabonon? Machlokes amaroyim. It's a machlokes Ram Ravid straight up. It's a machlokes machaber amo harapaskin. And the machaber holds like the Ram Lakulu. So I was just wondering here, if you're doing Kriya on a stolen beged, right, we assume Poshup Shah Kriya is Drabana, no? So why should you say you're not Yotze? No? Why is a stolen beged any different than a stolen lulav? I don't know, I was just wondering myself when I was preparing. What should be the difference between the two? Were you going to tell me the Mechabot's Kriya's been a third like the Raivit? Maybe, I don't know. It's interesting, no? The Shach points out in the beginning of Hilchos Kriya that it's Drabana, no? I was just wondering this, Lamaisa. I mean, they're both chefses. They're both stolen chefses. No? Right? That was the Shach's first in. Chayav likromid rabbanah smucha akra. I don't know. Maybe you could say a razzle-dazzle chiddush that the Machaber holds a kriyas min haTorah like the Raivit. I don't know. Okay. Just maybe the Torah Efshar. I don't know. I'm not saying you're a demon.
Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Dora, Tommy?
What do you mean, Divrei Kabbalah?
Here,
it's a pasuk in Vayikra.
So it's a smachta. Maybe
because
since it has an smachta in the Torah,
yeah.
Then maybe the Machaber would say that when it has some sort of a connection
in the Torah. Uh-huh. Okay. Could be. Could be. Divrei Kabbalah usually, if it's in Navi or Ksuvim, smachta usually we assume
it's Drabonon, usually.
Yeah, the whole thing is not a real marker. Yeah, it's like a remnant. Like a remnant. Usually, Rav Rishonim we say Divrei Kabbalah Lavke Divrei Torah Dami. Anyway, right? Most Rishonim say like that. So, okay, I don't know. I think the Kash is better than the Teretz, but I don't know. It's something to think about. Okay, all right, very good. Let's continue now. Sif Lamed. Okay, Katan the Lo Kimlan Bei Shikol Lo Chadasha Shemes B'Toch Shloshim O Afilu B'Yom Shloshim Ein Karnalof Rachmano Litzlan. What's it then about a young child that is nifter? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're not sure whether the woman had a full-term pregnancy, that's what means kol chadashav, and it died within 30 days of the birth, then you don't do kriya at all. Okay, that's what kol chadashav means. Because if it wasn't full-term, then maybe you don't know if the health of the baby was strong. So maybe it never was viable. So in such a case, you don't tear kriya. If it's clear, though, that it was a full-term baby, which is kol chadashav, even if it dies after day one, you tear kriya. The shock points out in Sifkat Mem Gimel, and you do Avelis too. So, I'm not talking about that's the Poshup shot, okay? Now, I don't think I don't know necessarily we're talking about a stillborn, Rachmanel and son. Stillborn was already dead in utero. I don't think the meaning is to sit Shiva. I don't think so for a stillborn baby. But let's say the baby, God forbid, I don't know, was born and then it died that day. Rachmanel and son. If it was a full-term baby, then you'll do a kriya and then you'll do Shiva. But if it's a stillborn, I don't think the minig is we don't do shiva, we don't tear kriya, because I believe it was it was dead in utero. Here we're talking about a situation which would be kol lo chadashav. That's what the shach says. Kim lo kim lo chulava kim lo de kulo chadashav kigon shebal upire shafilu mesop meis v'don shlam shkorei mispavlo. So it's a viable child. Okay, rachmanel etzlan, such a situation. Okay, and then I think we mentioned Lamaisa about earlier in the siman about secondary relatives, right? We said that halacha Lamaisa, there's a din avelis, din kriya, the Ramasa did away with it, we don't do it nowadays. I just want to mention, I don't think we mentioned this machloikis, when you do kriya for a secondary relative, even though we don't do it, but in the Mechaber's vision, we do it. Do you do it b'fnei the relative or not? Because in the story we have with Amemer, he did it before his son that came up. So that's a machlokes the Ramban and the Rush, okay? As to whether you only do b'fnei krovo, the Ramban says you only do b'fnei krovo, and the Rush says even shlo b'fnei karo. As long as it's shaschinum, you do it, okay? So the Shulchan Aruch, I think earlier, held like the Ramban that you do only b'fonof, yes. Sif dal, shim karo krovo, shim zavu akar krovo, b'fnei krovo, ashimesh krovo, only b'fonof you'll do it. So let's just mention that, but as I said, the Ramban does away with it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dubin, go ahead. That's a good question. I think what we do is you try to, the woman tries to, surmise when she became pregnant. It's not so hard.
If it's 9 months, then it's full pregnancy.
Yeah, that's what we assume. If it's 9 months, it's full, till the due date. Anything before the due date would not, it's a good question. Into the 9 months, is that called? I think it has to be the full term, though. I think it has to be a full term. That's what kol chadashav means, full term, past the due date. All right, let me look into that a little bit. It's a good question, but I think that's normally what we assume. Okay. All right, very good. Okay, so that brings us up to now sif lamed base. Hashama baregel shmur krova korea v'filach haregel tia rechoka. He says if you hear baregel shmur krova yitir kriya. That's the mechabel shitas of the previous sif yitir kriya cholamoy v'filach haregel tia rechoka. He says, even if after the regal tia rechoka, doesn't make a difference. Halacha lamaisa, okay? We would tear the kriya. In other words, you might want to trivialize it and say, there's a scenario that you might not have to tear kriya at all, so why, push the envelope and do it? The chiddush of the mechaber is that we do push the envelope and we do kriya. This is what the Torah says, b'shem the Ramban, that we do push the envelope, we do tear kriya, even though you could develop a scenario that it would be shar krov and it would be a shmur rechoka, and therefore you wouldn't tear kriya. But it doesn't make a difference. Allah lamaisa. Okay? So the shachar says, Sifkat Mem Zayin, he says, even according to the minhag, we send Sifaf, that we're not calling our shar krov and the cholol shomoy, we only do that lo nagu kak, where you can tear kriya after regal. But here, if it'd be rechoka after regal, and you won't be able to tear kriya after regal, you better what? There is an inin to what inin to do it halacha lamaisa. Okay, fine. And then as Daniel said, the shachan tas quote that Marsha and I said pischei tshuva quotes that Marik, which I think there would be poshup shat lamaisa would be against it. But okay, we should look into it maybe a little more. But that was my impression. Says Ramon Stark about all of the imo. He doesn't say by shmur choka not. You know what I mean in the Ramon. Okay, fine. Okay, now let's continue. Sif Lamed Gimel. This is a din of Gnevis Das. We've talked about this. This fits in the Hagdara of Kriya. HaKorea, HaHolech, Bebegit, Karul, Lefnei Ameis, Shemar Atzma, Shekarav, Lokar, Ezegolz, Zechaim, Esameisim. If you walk around with a torn begid that you had before, and you make it seem as if you did it for the mace, it's a terrible thing, and your goals is chaynus amaz. Name is das. It's an isser. Then therefore, halacha lemaisa, this shows that you need to have a maisa kriya. That's what we said on Thursday, that it's a very good raya brewer. You need a maisa kriya al pidin. Okay? This is a gemara. This is the gemara in chavavim and base. Okay? Gemara on the bottom here of chavavim and base. Okay, next in. Sifla medal. Hakore Amor Khaver Shilana Khalukha Shamakir Sahaba Shukhoil Halakh Mat Shemes Koro Maako Maakeu Maxul Khaluku Mashalot Me Koro Vimlo Dior is illegal. So this is also a quote from the Gemara. Next line there in the Gemara. Guy says to his friend, "Can I borrow your shirt and go visit his father?" Which the father is very ill. And you should know there's a possibility he might die in Tir Kriya. And he goes there and he finds his father, Nifter, God forbid. You do Kriya and you sew it up. When you come back, you return his shirt and you pay the Lamaisa, the Demei Karl. Okay? So it says that, Halach Lamaisa, that he basically informed the fellows, he informed them, so you do Kriya. And the Halach Lamaisa is you're able to what? You're able to do the Kriya. Because you borrowed the fellow, you borrowed it from him, but there's a shaila in the girsas here, though. Okay? There's a machlekes in the girsa. What's a machlekes in the girsa? The Rush learns that despite the fact that you ripped the borrowed shirt, you're not allowed to ma'ache the kriya al ava'im. Okay? That's the Rush's girsa in the Gemara. You're not allowed to ma'ache the kriya of ava'im. Okay? That's the way the Rush has it. However, the Rif in the Rambam and Muki Yosef have the halacha that you have to mend it up because it's not your begad. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes Lamaisa like the Shitas HaRambam. So halacha Lamaisa, if you didn't tell the fellow beforehand that you were going to what? If you didn't tell the fellow you're going to visit your father, you can't touch it at all because it's what? It's Gzela. Okay? And even if you're Tirkriya, you're not Yotze because it's Shol Shalom Midas, says the Shach. Allah Lamaisa. So if you didn't tell him it's a possibility, you might tear Kriya because going to visit your father is very ill, then you're not allowed to touch it. And even if you tore Kriya, you're not Yotz, because that's the din of a Beged Gazel. Shol Shalom Yidatz is a Gazel. Al Pi Din. Okay? So the Shach here says, Lamaisa, that's what the Shach says, you're Shol Shalom Yidatz, you're considered to be a Gazel. So in other words, if you tore the Kriya, Umacheyu, and you return it to him, and you pay the Dmei Karo. How much do you have to pay if you fixed it up well? Whatever it is, halacha lemaisa, you'll have to pay it. It's not worth what it was worth beforehand. So you have to pay him al pi din. Okay, so that's the din here. Totally in the gear says halacha lemaisa. Do you what? Are you allowed to mend it up or you're not allowed to mend it up? Halacha lemaisa. So we paskin halacha lemaisa. They are allowed to be koreo ma'achin. So it's a good case to remember. That you have, give me the one, I think it's the one scenario we've had so far that Av Aim, you're allowed to be Ma'acha. This is the case. Okay? I don't know if we had another case. I don't think so. Okay? This is different because he gave Rishus to Koresh Lee's Baish. He wasn't Maknim, therefore you need to mend it. Okay. Fine. Siflam and Hey. Hamashu Lechaveiro Chaluk Lelech Bola Besa Oval. And then it says in Rechoshin Mitzvah, Simon Shin Memav Siv Beis Lo Posek Kein. So this is a din in your day, a din in Choshin Mishpat. What this means is, the Shachar is Mazmer and Sifkot and the Naliv. The way we'll say it over here is basically is that you're initiating, you lent your friend a shirt to go to a Beis Oval, so Lamaisa. By the fact I lent him the shirt to go to Beis Avot, it's understood that I want him to have the shirt the whole week. So I have no rishus to what take it from him. That's wrong. However, in Choshen Mishpat, the way the Shach says it is that the guy, the borrower, initiated it. So if the borrower initiated it, then halach lamaisa, that's a different situation. Okay? That's a different situation. If the shoyl is mavakish from the mashal, Lamaisa, then you know, then it's different. But here in this case where you initiated, you lent it to the guy, so it's understood. Now, if this guy, if the Shoyal initiates it, then maybe you can ask it back from him. You don't have to wait. But in this case, Lamaisa, that's what I think he means, Linin Mamun, and here this is Linin Isser. But that's what he wants to say in the Shach, Allah Kalamaisa, the difference between whether you initiated or not. Here I initiated to lend it to the guy, so therefore it's understood that, you know, I should let him keep it till after the Shiva's up. Whereas if he asks me, Allah Kalamaisa, could be that you could ask him back beforehand. Okay. Fine. Now let's get to the categories, halacha l'maisa, and then we'll be able to compare it. Rav Shechter Shlita is a beautiful mahala, so let's get to it. Okay. The Gemara says in Moikot here in Chavavim and Aleph that if there's a tragedy, the Gemara quotes Elu Karoyin Shin Misachem Al Shmuas Ros Al Berkas Hashem Al Sefer Torah Shin Nisraf Val Ari Yudav Al Mikdash Val Yishalayim. Okay. So the Mechaber quotes. In Lamed Vav, Koran al Shmuas Ros Kigon Shenikbetsu Rov Atzibra L'Molchama, the Shomu Shenagvul L'fnei Oyveihem. We tear Kriya on bad news. For example, Rov the Tzibra went out to war, and we heard that that the Yidim were lost, even if some of them were only killed. And the Hua Din Hachul B'Shevi, the Ramah writes, even if they're put in captivity, Halacha L'Maisa. So there's a halacha of what? The Shach says that we do Shlilu Ma'achel Amacher. Shach says the Sifkon and Beis that we do Shlilu, we tear Kriya, but we can do Shlilu Ma'achel Ma'achel. So the Pesach Chuvir and Sifkon Yedalot argues. He says, Dvarav Tmuim. He says, in the end of the Simon, we'll see that these are from the categories Kroim Shein Misachel Yolim. We start off by saying that. The Dogam Ravav asks on the Shach. The Shach's a Pella. Allah Kalamais, how he could say such a thing. Shol Ma'achel. These are from the Kroim Shein Misachel. How could the Shach say that's a pellet? Okay. Oh, let's go to Lamed Zayin. Hashomea Birkas Hashem. If you hear someone cursing Hashem, Rachmanol Tzan Afilu Birkas Akinui. Even if he uses a kinui. Afilu Amru B'loshon La'as. Even if he says in English, Havik Akinui. Chayav Likroa. Wish Yashmenu Yisrael. That's only if he hears it from a Jew. V'yeshom Yitzman Azeh Mumer Dinu Kav Dechavim. That a goy, apostates like a goy. Afilu Hashomea Me'a Eden. Even if you don't hear it directly, you hear it from Aiden. Heich birich ploni, how Mr. X did it. Chayav likro. By Aiden mein tzrichim likro pamacharis. When they say it over, they have to do kriya again. Haruah sefer Torah, shenisra fol tefillin, or filim megillah achas, me'anavim, me'aksuvim, korei shtei kriyas, the Gemara says, based on the Gemara Moed Katan. One kriya is for the kvil, one kriya is for the osios. The daft is yasorfen osob azaruah. That's if they forcefully burn it, k'may shashaya. The Gemara has a story over there that that's exactly what they did by Yo-Yakim. He burnt the Megillah, Gemara says. So what does this mean? So let's get it. So the Torah writes, if you hear it from a goy, you do tear kriya. If he says Shem HaMiyuchad, no matter if you heard it or you heard it from the Shomea Min HaShomea. So the Torah quotes are by a goy. There is a scenario of kriya if he said the Shem HaMiyuchad. However, the Shulchan Aruch says not that way, as we said. When it comes to a goy, you don't tear any kriya at all. Okay? Fine. As we said, again, we've mentioned once or twice, you know, that first Pesachei Tshuva in the Siman, you know, we're very, you know, weary about it because of, you know, Baal Tashkas. Right? That first Pesachei Tshuva says, Bafadei Atzmin Rishali Kroa Kedino Ked Gavra Baal Tashkas. We're always worried about that. Allah Chalamaz. That's the first Pesachei Tshuva. Shin Mem Sivkat Na'alef. Okay? So, the Mechaber says, we don't go like the Torah. If you hear it from a goy, you never tear kriya. Even he says the Shem HaMiyuchad. Okay? Always wonder sometimes. You have these guys that swear. I don't know. Hopefully you're not around guys like that, Lamaisa. But you're a guy that swears in English, Lamaisa. You know the Lashon, Chas V'Shalom. So would that require Kriya? Would that require Kriya? I mean, I don't know. I don't think he intends on it, Lamaisa, though, you know? It's just like Nivel Peh. I don't think he intends on it. So that's why we don't do the Kriya. You know, they're like the also word about Baltashas. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out here, one sec, Yoni, what I want to bring out here is that there's an interesting machlokes here, the Shach quotes, what I meant is your Shomea and Shomea. What's the din? You heard from another guy that heard the Giduf. So the Shach writes, even if you heard from another person that he heard the Giduf, even if he doesn't say the Giduf, he just says that X did Giduf, you have to tear Kriya. It's an amazing Kiddush, okay? It's an amazing Kiddush. So the Shach says, even if the guy says he heard a guy be Mekal Hashem Rachman Olatzan, you're the recipient, you heard that the guy said that, you tear even if he didn't say the Gita Peferish. And the Piskei Tshuva says, not that way. Piskei Tshuva here in Yud Ches points out not the way, that's only if you hear it Mefurish. Only if you hear the guy say it Mefurish, say it over, then you would do the Gita. Okay? That's the Piskei Tshuva in Yud Ches, right here. Okay? Fine. And then the Piskei Tshuva earlier, the one right before, in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, quotes the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, who says that even though you heard it from a goy, you don't have to do kriya. But if the Yisrael comes and says you heard it from a goy, that did giduf, then you need kriya. You have to do kriya now. And also the guy that heard it from the goy has to do kriya. The guy who's saying it over has to do kriya. It's a very interesting din. Even though the goy, if you hear from the goy directly, you don't have to. But a Jew that says to another Jew, I heard the goy do it, the guy who's saying it over has to do it, and the guy who's hearing it has to do it. So the two Jews have to do it, not the goy. Not when you hear it directly from the goy. Okay, I'm sorry, Yoni. Yeah, go ahead. What'd you say?
Yeah. Two questions.
Yes.
First of all, the whole Birkas Hashem we're talking about, right? We require shame b'shem, right? By any shame b'shem. So, I mean, I don't ever hear people...
He said even kinui l'mais.
Right,
even the
has,
kinui.
It has to be like in Sanhedrin, you'll see Yaka as you'll see.
Right.
Right. So that never happens. Like, I don't hear anybody say something like that.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be exactly like that. I don't think so. Yeah, you know, that's why I say that. So I was one of the guys who swear, you know. I'm not going to say it, but you know how people swear sometimes, unfortunately. You know? You know, like on the in the coins, it's in God we trust. You know, they use God, you know, in a not correct way. So I think that I don't think the guy intends on it. That's why I don't think it is, but... I don't think it has to be like the Mishnah is there, the Yaka Yosef Yosef. I don't think it has to be exactly like that. I mean, even if it is like that, it is. I mean, when a guy, if a guy would formulate it like that, it could be even with a kinui. You don't have to use, Yudke Vovke. Okay, that's kinui. Yeah, and he says even in English, right? So,
Ramos
is unique. Yeah, go ahead.
So for the last Seif.
Yes.
Jews go to war and people die. So
yes.
What's the definition of a mute? Anybody or what's a mute?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah, any chayal you mean? It's a good question. I mean, getting back to your other point. I mean, the Taz says Yaakov Yosef Yosef, but you know, he says that there. The Taz, you know, like it says in the in the Gemara there. You know, what was the guy's name in Sanhedrin? No, Zamumar, Arav Sheker. Rav Shakeya, you know, actually there's a space in the Tanakh. There's two words, so I guess it has to be like that. But it could even be in English. You know what I'm saying? You could say it in English. Getting back to the other point, I even with one chayal, maybe even with one chayal, you know, come on, Islam.
So it
says even the Chevy, you know.
So it's not the fact, but it's not the fact that a Jew died, because we possibly don't just rip when a Jew.
I think
died.
It's because it's war.
It's
that's
war.
Correct. Well said. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Very good. What'd you say?
Terrorism counts as war.
Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said in 1948 they started a war with us and has never ended, unfortunately. That's why Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, when Rav Huttner Zatzal was captured on the plane, they wanted to ransom him for a lot of money. He said it was against the din. They were good friends, though. But the Talmidim wanted to ransom him for a lot of money. He says, we're in the middle of the war. We're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah says in Gittin. He said, you're against the din. Thank God he was saved, but yeah, we're in the middle of a war.
Whenever
I think
Korea.
Absolutely it's Mishoma. Yes.
Whenever Korea, when we
so why don't we do that? So I, you know,
it's not robot team world.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it could be what Daniel's saying, but I mean, it's Medina Yisrael. I don't know. It's a good question, Yon. I don't know. Maybe you could say what Daniel's saying, but I don't know. I don't know why not. I'm not sure why not. Feel Norgal a mute, man. I don't know, maybe it has to do with what we said from Rabbi Avadia, that I mean we'd have to end up tearing all our clothes, kind of like the doctor and nurses had to, you know what I mean? Something along those lines. Unfortunately, from one line. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
So the guy with hearing it from a guy?
Yes.
In the base Yosef, I thought that's what Rabbi Chiya was arguing, that even if a guy, you hear from a guy, even the kinoi, that, you know, we would end up tearing all our clothing, if
right.
That was true.
Right.
Because
that's the way they talk.
That's the way they talk.
Yeah.
Always hear.
Yeah. So you're saying that maybe that was the motivation of the Mechaber, you're saying. Could be. Well said. Maybe that's the motivation of the answer, what Yoni's saying too. Good, very good. Saying very nicely. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay. Now let's continue now about the Sefer Torah that gets burnt, Rachman al-Islam. So, this was a story with Yehoyakim in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the Pasuk Chaf Zion. And it says that Yehoyakim burnt the Megillah, a terrible thing that he did. So the Taz writes, it's Masher from the Shulchan Aruch, you see the Taz there, in Sifkan Chavdal, he says, Masher only Sreifa. Somehow if it gets water damaged or something else, whatever, it gets ripped up with your guy's bare hands, it's only Sreifa. That's what the Taz writes. And he says, it's not Masher on that from the Gemara. And the Yushalmi's not mashma like that either. He says, any kilyon, any destruction of the Sefer Torah, as long as the Bezarua is a chiv. So that's what the Taz is doich of that. The way the Mechaber presents, it's only Sreif. He says, no, Allah Lamaisa. So the Shach points out right here, the Mechaber didn't mean Sreif. He says right there in Nunvav, Shenisraf Huadin Nikra Venechtaf, Venimchaf, right? So he says, the Taz is teaching the Mechaber was wrong. The Mechaber meant everything. Okay? So, Alpidin, and Rabbi Avadia writes, Halacha Lamaisa, what happens if, God forbid, there's a fire in a shul, Rachman al-Islam, there's an electrical fire, Halacha Lamaisa, it wasn't Zadon, so what's the din? He says, you don't need Kriya. Okay? And he says, also, all the cases where you need Kriya, you dafka see the Begi in the Sefer Torah, to their Kriya. If you heard about it, there's no din Kriya. Okay? Now, what about Shas and Poskim? God forbid that someone, they burn them. So there, the Rav Avadia writes, you don't need Kriya. Okay? Where the Pesachei Tshuva, though, the Pesachei Tshuva there, you see the Pesachei Tshuva there in Sifkat Kafav, he quotes the Tiferes Lamoisha, who says, on our Talmud and Medrash, what's the din? He has a suffix. So Rav Avadia writes, no, but it's in the last Pesachei Tshuva here, next to last, Sarachin, if you're Koreal, Talmud and Medrash. Okay, fine. Now let's get to Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes, and then we have to get to Mahalach Bezushim. Okay, it says, Asim and Lamed Ches, this is Aroah, Are Yehuda Bechrobonon, O Yushalayim, O Bebsanikdish, Chayv Likroa. There is a din of Chi of Kriya, which we'll get to Bezushim. There are three levels, Allah Lamaisa. There is the Makom HaMikdish, there's Yushalayim, and there's Are Yehuda. Okay, the Mr. Brewer writes, in Simon Tovkuf, Samach Aleph, Sifkat and Beis, that the Kriya Yushalayim is totally whether we're in charge or not. So nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we're in charge, and therefore we would not do Kriya on Yushalayim. However, on the Makom HaMikdash, the Chorban HaMikdash, we would do Kriya, as long as you haven't seen it in 30 days. Okay? And Rav Moshe echoes this in the Igros Moshe, Chelik Dalet or Achaim Simon Ayin Osir Aleph, Bismanenu, we don't do Kriya on Yushalayim, because it's Pnuah L'Tiferet, and this is Tachas Shulton Yehudi, it's under Jewish auspices, Baruch Hashem, but on the Mikdash we do Kriya. Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim on this Kriya. The Rosh and the Tur say we do Shlila after Shiva, and the Tur quotes other Rishonim that says we can do a Shriya, we can do Shlila right away, but you never can be Ma'achal L'Oilam. And the Machaber writes in Lamed Tes, you can do a not a neat mending, lishlolon, lalakton, lasos kiminsulamos, can even do fancier and make it like ladders, the stitches, lamacharoso, tomorrow you can do it, halacha lamaisa, he holds like the other Rishonim, but you can never do avaein misachel oilam, you can never do misachel oilam on these types of kriyas you do. Okay? So that's the machaber that we have on this. So I wanted to get to Rav Shekhar has a beautiful Mahalach Lamaisa that we have to keep in mind here, Lamaisa. So let's get it. Beautiful Lamaisa about the Dinim of Kriya. Okay? And as we said, Lamaisa, it seems that there are three levels of Kriya when it comes to the Churban. Makom HaMikdash, Yushalayim, and Ari Yehuda. So if you're looking at Rabbi Kiva Eger and Orach Chaim, Simin Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, he quotes from the Sefer Tava Leinayim that there are three levels. The Chovas Kriya and Mikdash is the most chomor. Second level is Chovas Kriya and Yushalayim. The third level is Kriya and Ari Yehuda. Okay? And we paskin, we learned already, Moikon and Chavavim and Beis, that there's a notion of kriyat tefach for mason, for relatives. There's a notion of a kol shehu. And basically, the way we paskin, based on the shin mem sifchov beis, what do we paskin? We paskin, for example, that if someone tells a person that his father's nifter and he does kriya, and then after shiva, his son dies, you could be yaitze chavis kriya by gimosif a kol shehu on the kera rishon. But lehefich, we learn, remember we said the Mechaber said like the Rambam, that if someone tells someone that his son was nifter, God forbid he tore kriya, after shiva he wants to do kriya on his father who dies after shiva, you cannot be mosif. You need a separate, because avivim are not betosefis. So in other words, you see the chovis kriya for a father or mother is more chomer than the other relatives. So Rav Shechtman wanted to say that I think what Rabbi Kivager means, b'shem the sefer tavalainayim, is as follows. Let's plug in, when it comes to the avelis chadasha, for personal avelis, there's two levels. When it comes to kriya for the Beis HaMikdash, there's three levels. So it comes out like this. And this is what he wanted to taina, halach l'maisa. If you're korea on one of the cities of Yehuda, so if you see another city of Yehuda, you can be mosif on the kriya. But if you saw Yerushalayim afterwards, after you tore on one of the Ari Yehuda, which is much more chomer, you would not be able to be mosif on top of it. You would need to a kriya chadasha b'fnei atzmo. Masha'en kein, if you're korea first on Yerushalayim, and then you tore on one of the Ari Yehuda, then you could be do a Tosefis, not a problem, like the case of what Meis Aviv, and then after Shiva Meis Beno. That's what he wanted to interpret Rabbi Kivager as a parallel between the Avelis Chadasha and the Kriya and the Chorban. That's Rabbi Kivager B'Shem, the Sefer Tava Leinayim. Yes, Yoni?
So what was the Seder of Rabbi Kivager?
Again, Mikdash is the most Chomer, then Yerushalayim, and then Ari Yehuda. So you would plug that in accordingly, based on what we paskin. We said, remember, from the Mechaber, from the Rambam, that you can never do, remember we wrote the four sheets, we paskin like the Yehuda ben Misaira, so we paskin like the Rambam. In fact, David, you asked me on that, that's what we said, the Mechaber asked on the paskin like the Rambam, that Aviv Ve'Ein, you could never do as what as an addition, but you could add that to Aviv Ve'Ein, like if there was a B'no. So, comes out from here, he wanted to say that the Chazon Ish, Rav Shechter Shlita writes in the Sefer Nikvei Hatzon Simin Yeches, when the Chazon Ish came to Yerushalayim from Shar Yafo, he tore a kriya on Yerushalayim, and he did not tear a kriya on the Kaisel Ma'arovi. What's the pshat? The pshat, posh pshat is that he saw Mikdash Yerushalayim all as one. It's like Shnei Mesim Ka'achas, God forbid. And we learned that one kriya suffices. We learned that in our siman in Shin Mem. And this is what the Sefer Kaf HaChaim writes explicitly, that the minig was of the Rabbanan Kadishi that came to Yerushalayim, that when they were ola on one of the Gagi Abatim, they saw the Har Abayis in Yerushalayim at Yir HaTika all as one. They tore one kriya on both. So if you take this Viter, so I'll pee that Rabbi Kivager we learned, it could very well be that if you plug it in, let's think further. What do we learn on Shin Mem Sif Gimel? We said, God forbid, if you have two mason that die at once, let's say a brother, sister, God forbid, a son, all at once, God forbid, a shark, crow, and you do one kriya for both. And if you have father and mother die at once, you do one kriya for both. But what happens if you have what? What happens if you, God forbid, have a father and a sister die, God forbid, all at once? That's not the same madrega, right? That's not the same madrega. What are we paskin? We paskin that for aviv imo, you need a kera acher, a separate one, right? So, lemaisa says Rav Shechter, you see beferish, they're not yotze, both with one kriya, when they're not of the same level. So he says, who adinami, the kriya, mikdash Yerushalayim, they're not of the same level. Mikdash is higher than Yerushalayim. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said in the Beferish Lamaisa, in Moikon and Chavavim at Aleph, it said that it was a higher Madrega. So if it is a higher Madrega, Allah Lamaisa, the Mikdash over Yerushalayim, then it's impossible to be Yaitse Yehovah's Kriya on the Mikdash on the fact that what? You would be maisif a little bit on what you tore on Yushalayim. So too also when you mischayev the two kriyas v'bas achas, if you saw Yushalayim in the Makom HaMikdash at the same time, you shouldn't be able to be yitzeh ayidei one keter. Right? Because you should require a separate, distinct one. So he says, he still wanted to say a shtikl Torah here, sarachim this kafachayim. The kafachayim and the chazanish, that they want to say did one kriya on Yushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash is at one thing, because it's like did them shnei mesim kachas. Okay, that's a very loose comparison. You got to compare it better. If you compare it better, it comes out that that's wrong. That you're going to need a what? You're going to need a separate kriya. So that's a very beautiful comparison.
Based on this Rebbe Kiveg.
Based on this Rebbe Kiveg, Bishim the Tavalei Nayim. Correct. Goes against this Kafachayim. And this beer of the Chazanish, that the Chazanish tore kriya at the same time for both. Shouldn't fit well. They're not the same Madragas. If they're not the same Madragas, it's got to be distinct. So that's what he had a tine on this Kafachayim. It's a beautiful shtickle. Yes, David, go ahead.
Just to clarify, Rabbi Kiva Eger made the parallel, or Shachter made the parallel?
Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Sefer Tavalei Nayim. I never saw Rabbi Kiva Eger quoted anywhere else, but he quotes this. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes that there's three Chiyuvei Kriya. It's in Orach Chaim, Tav Kuf Samach Aleph. Right? Because the Gemara in Moy Katan and Chavav Manaf and the list of the Karoyim, right, that have no, the Karoyim that have are not Nesache, right? The Gemara had a stira, right? The Gemara had a stira. Reminayu came in Shagila, Sofim Korel. Korel and Mikdash Fneatzma and Yishvayim Fneatzma. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, the Pogim and Mikdash Resha, Bakav Yishvayim Resha. So Rashi says that you were brought in a box, right? A sheet of Tevil Migdal. That was the Gemara's, that was the case. Halacha Lomaisa. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger wants to say. He says, that's how he was made in the Rabbi Kiveger. So if you want to be made in the Rabbi Kiveger like that, that it's a very, very, not a loose comparison, but a very, very tight comparison, then one could take issue with that Chazanish and the Kafachayim and say that, you know what, if you want to do Kriya and Yushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash at the same time with one Kriya, that's not proper, because they're different Madregas. Okay. Now, it's interesting, Rav Shechter continuously, he points out here beautifully, he says that the Braisa Halacha Lamaisa said that if you had Shnei Mason and Halacha Lamaisa in Aviv Ima B'Bas Achas, we learned, God forbid, in a car accident in the end of Chav Gimel, that you do one Kriya. So what will happen though, and I don't think we discussed that, what will happen if a father dies and then the mother dies a little later? If they died in the same car accident, then one Kriya sufficed, we said. But if they die afterwards, Halacha Lamaisa, he says, Hachanami yesh lomer b'meis avi v'kar v'achach meis imo sheyuchol latzis yidei chovis akriya al imo v'tosefes akera aviv. Sharei gam al akriya al aviv shekar mitchila isav also hadarga chamura kamo chovis akriya shemuschayim keis al imo. Interesting, no? So if you want to take this comparison even tighter, so if you have a situation where you tore kriya for a father, and then you're going to tear kriya for a mother, but since they're on the same madrega, maybe the mother you could do a Tosafos kolshu. No? I'm saying if you take this comparison ad hasof, that's what he says would follow, halacha lamaisa. And he says that the Nachlas David writes this beferish in the tshuva, in Simon Yud. He's the one who writes this shtikl Torah, this chiddush. He says, if you look there, he's cholik on the Rav Derech Chaim, that says not that way. He says not that way. I guess that you require a separate kriya for the mother when the mother dies.
Same Nachlas David.
I'm not sure. Not sure the tshuva is. I'm not sure. I think it is. Not sure, Daniel. I think it is. Yeah. Yes, Yoni.
Could it be because you have, for a parent, is it then you have to tear the collar? So it wouldn't suffice to just rip the husaf for a parent?
Maybe. But if it's the same madrega, maybe you don't need that requirement. You know what I mean? Because you're building off what you did for the father. Maybe that's what he said. But that was an interesting case that comes out from here. Okay. So let's take this even weiter now. We had said that for father and mother, you need the right side, the left side. For Shar Krovim, you need the right side. We quoted the Ikarei. There are some shitas that have the minig hafuch, that have the father and mother on the right side, and other Krovim side. But we do halacha lemaisa that the left is for the parents. That's what the Taz quote in Shin Mem Sifkat and Vav. Okay? So it comes out interesting that there's a machloikis Rambam Raivin, okay, on Kriya on the Churban. What's the machloikis? The Rambam in Pirik Hei Hilchos Taniyos Halacha Zayin says all the karoyim, all the tears that we do for Mikdash Yolayim, Yekorea Biyodo, not with a kli, in Yekorea, all the ksus that is on top of you, Achi Egalas Libo. So it's mamish like Av the Ein. That's how the Rambam views the Kriya of Makom HaMikdash and Yushalayim. And the Ravid writes there, Amar Avram Lo Nira Lo Kein Nira Min HaGemara Shari Shanub Tosefta Lo Hishvul Aviv Ima Ichui Bilvad. He said, the only thing we find in comparison to father and mother is for Ichui. That what? That it's Enim Misachim. But regarding a Kli and all the Begunim Olam and Achi Galas Libu, he says, forget about it. There is no comparison. So Zamachlik is Ramam Raivin. So what do you say when you go to the Makam HaMikdash, which side do you do it on? So you would have said, according to the Rambam, it's like Avivimo, do it on the left side. According to the Raivin, the only time it's like Avivimo, the only din is by Ichud. But by the other din, it's Shavish like Charkrov. So Halacha Lamaisa, the Mechaber, as I said, Halacha Lamaisa says you tear all the begotten. So the Magen Avraham there in Siman Tafkuf Samachal Sifkat and Dalid points out, and the Mishnah Berurah writes there in Sifkat and Yud Gimel Min Anochem Likro Betzad Smol. There it is, left side, like the Mechaber, like the Rambam. But he writes the minig is to do like the Ravid, that you only tear one begot. Okay. So therefore, if the minig is only doing like one begad, then there should be no hakpada to do it on the left side. That's interesting. Halacha lemaisa. Make up your mind. If you want to do like the Rambam, then you should tear all your begadim. Okay. Now, lemaisa, this brings us to a statement of the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim there in Simen, in Sof Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Aleph. The Magen Avraham there in Or HaChaim writes as follows. That a cotton that's roa ari Yehuda b'chulbonon is ain't a korea. Even a cotton shegila chinuch. Even a cotton shegila chinuch. The Magen Avraham writes that someone's ori sees ari Yehuda b'chulbonon, you don't tear kriya. Even if it's a cotton shegila chinuch. So what's the pshat? I learned in my cotton the car and the cotton the agnes nefesh. So lamai said that's how we began shir today. Rabbi Kivager there, as we said, quotes on the Taz and Sifkon Tevav, which said B'Shem Nedrishiv, he said, Gil Lachinuch, you do a Tefach. Yitam Chinuch. Shloi Gil Lachinuch, you only do a little bit because of Agmas Nefesh. Kriya Ksas, even less than a Tefach. Because we paskin, Halach Lamaisa, that there is a Din Chinuch Lakriya. So if there's a Din Chinuch Lakriya, what on earth is the Magen Avraham talking about? How can the Magen Avraham paskin that a cotton haroa ari Yehuda b'chulbon is not korea? Even if it's cotton shegilinuch, what do you mean? We said ain chinuch la'avelus, but yesh chinuch la'kriya. Does chinuch la'kriya? What's pshat in the Magen Avraham? How can the Magen Avraham paskin that a cotton that sees ari Yehuda b'chulbon doesn't tear kriya? It's the chapel. That's Rav Shechter Shlita asks the kashin is safer simin yuches on the Magen Avraham. So he wants the taina. Beautiful pshat lamaisa. He wants to tie in that even though we say halacha lamaisa avelus l'chud and kri l'chud regarding the din of halacha divrei hameikel, but the truth of the matter is that we have to think about lamaisa what the nature here of this kriya is. We mentioned on Thursday that there's a requirement of a young children during the 9 days. Cannot eat meat and drink wine. They don't take haircuts in the 3 weeks. What do you mean, ain chinuch l'katan? So he said the vort was a new din called Zeichel HaMikdash. On that, there's a din chinuch. So if Shechter says, let's plug it in now to what we're talking about right now. What's the nature of the kriya we do on the churban? The Rav Zatzal made this famous. The Gemara has a comment in Yevamos and in Gimel Mebeis that the avelus for personal relatives is called avelus chadasha. The avelus for The churban is called avelas shishanim. That the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Gimel Beis has this phrase. So lamaisa, we paskin halach lamaisa that Shmuel Rechoka halach lamaisa. What's the din? Shmuel Rechoka doesn't have shas chimum, right? There is no shas chimum for regular relatives. And a Shmuel Rechoka, you don't tear kriya. The Gemara says in Moed Kan Chafam Beis, except for Aviv Imo. Aviv Imo, though, that's not considered to be out shas chimum. It's out to like kibud aveim. Though no matter when you hear it, that's what I want to say from the Ma'arid against that shachan tas, that even chol moed, right? Because the Ma'isa, maybe it's out covered. It's not midina kriya ragil. So Rav Shekta says, let's think about this as follows. Beautiful word, he says. When you see the Beis Hamikdash for Chobono, is that shas chimum? It's avela shishana. It's lacking the chimum that is really needed. It's like a Shmuel Rechok in a sense. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, even though we paskin that there is a din chinuch generally by kriya, halacha lamaisa, that's when there's a shas chimum to show your hargasha. But in a roa mikdash b'chorbono, that's avela shishana. There's no chimum so strong. The meila, that type of kriya falls back under the rubric of aveilus. The meila in chinuch laveilus. The meila, that's why the Magen Ram paskins by the cotton that sees the Ari Yehuda, halacha lamaisa, even if he's a gila chinuch, halacha lamaisa, this kriya is midin aveilus. The meila, there is no halacha of what? There is no halacha of chinuch. That's what he wants to tie in. Beautiful chiddush.
So that would mean that
that's why the Magen of Rav says when a cotton sees Ari Yehudi, don't decree.
So that would mean that the Agmas Nefesh really just stems from the Shas Chimon when you do kriya for the cotton who loses a parent. It really just stems from the
Chimon. There has to be a loch of Chimon generally to generate it. Shmuel Rechoka doesn't have Chimon, but Avvein we do it out Skibud Avvein. Yeah. Yes, Yoni.
Wouldn't this be telling the locus of whether or not Shaskim was subjective or objective? Because there could be someone who sees the form of Mitzvah every day and still feels Shaskim.
Right, you need 30 days, though. That, everyone agrees, it has to be 30 days. So it is objectified. You have to say. There might be some people, you know, like there is a notion that Tisha B'Av, that was one of the things the Rav distinguishes between Tisha B'Av and the regular Aveilus, is that a Talmud Chacham has much more of a requirement on Tisha B'Av. Whereas by regular Avelis, there's no difference between a Talmud Chacham and a regular person. But on Tisha B'Av, a Talmud Chacham has to feel it more. But at the end of the day, Lamais, that's maybe on Tisha B'Av, you know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is that it's objectified. And the Raya is every 30 days. You can't do it. If you see within every 30 days, that's considered to be Talmud Chacham. Yeah. Yes, David.
And we're being mechalik between the 9 days as well. Even though that's Avelis, we said for a katan that they don't eat part of meat in mead and they don't get a haircut.
That's me. Din Lamikdash. That's out Shchinuch. But this is put under the rubric of Avelis again, and on that ain't Chinuch Avelis. Correct. Zeichel Lamikdash was outside Avelis. On that there's Shchinuch. On Avelis classically, yes, there is Shchinuch. But on Kriya, that's under the rubric of Avelis like this, that there is no Din Chinuch. And that's why the Magen Rambam says what he wants to say. That's what Shechter Shlita wanted to tell you. Okay. Now, it's interesting that Rav Shekhar Shlita points out there are many that are nohag not to tear kriya at the kaison Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. And they say that the Chazon Ish pointed out that this is wrong, this kula. He says if you want to be makel during Chol HaMoed, there's what to be makel if you go out Chol HaMoed. But an Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos, it's a mistake. And I've heard Rav Shekhar Shlita say this himself. So, and then Rav Shekhar pointed out, and this is based on what we just said, well, let's think. Is that really true, that you have a kula not to tear kriya out of Chol HaMoed when you go to the kosel? Who says that's true? He says, let's think. Kriya on Yushalayim, if you say it's midin, aviv imo, like the Rambam writes, achegal libo, aviv begodim, what do we say? The Mechaber held karn kriya on Chol HaMoed. Minig in Poland, he says. And he says, there are those that don't have the minig exactly like that. In Ashkenaz, some people had a minhag, only the kriya and aviv imo, like we went through. He says, no matter what your minhag is, everyone's doing at least kriya and chalamay for aviv imo. So if you put everything together, the kriya and ari yehuda b'churban is like domo, the kriya of aviv imo, like the lashon and the brisa. So it should be that we should tear kriya even chalamay shamoy. He said, who says we have to agree with that psak of the chazanish? Number one, the notion not to decree Erev Shabbos or Yadav Chatzos, that's wrong. Chazon Ish said it was wrong. He says, you want to be Mekel when you appear there in Chol HaMoed, okay, I hear the Kula. But we're saying based on the Shtickle we're learning today, who says that's true? If the Churm is based on Aviv Imo, we said both Mechaber and Ramah said Aviv Imo near Kriya. And we wanted to say like the Mar Yid Mashmur Rechaiker, right? Yeah, against the Shabbatas at the Marsh. So you see Beferis Lamai said that shouldn't be a Kula either. Even if you go there in Chol HaMoed, it should be a problem. You should have to do Tir Kriya Lamais. Could very well be, Halach Lamaisa, maybe you could say like this, Rav Shetta wanted to tie it, that maybe the Kriya and the Churban might be a little bit different. In that sense, just like the Magen Ram said, the cotton's not higher because why? It's a din of Avelis. Maybe also you'll say a shtickel and say the Kriya on this is also a din of Avelis, and when it comes to Chol HaMoed, ain't Avelis. You hear what I'm saying? So you see what I'm saying? Then once you say the shtickle that the kriya and the korban is begetter avelus, then already we understand why a katan can't do it, Magen Ram, and then we can understand why the chazanish's psak is don't do it a chol HaMoed. Even though you want to say a shtickle, oh, it's like aviv imo, and aviv imo will do it, we'll do it, okay, but still a maisa. It has the stamp of avelus. That's the cheshbon in the lumbus. So it would come out la maisa, you wouldn't do it la maisa at the end of the day when it comes out. Now, I do have to point out, Allah Lamaisa, we do have to point out that Avelis and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that everyone agrees is no Avelis. Right? Because the one Erev, you know, and let's point this out now. I think Rav Shechter pointed out, I heard this from the Rav Schwab's, that's how the Rav and Breuers used to dafka Menachem Aval people on Fridays, because he would tell them that you should go to an hour or two before Shabbos, the amount of time you need to prepare. Many people have this mistaken notion, they stop at Chatzos. It's Bubba Mises. It's not true. You go all the way to an hour or two before Shabbos, the amount of time you need to prepare. Then you get up before Shabbos. The only Erev Yontif that you stop at Chatzos is Korban Pesach as Erev Pesach. That's the only one. That's Badafka, why I used to go on Friday to tell people this. So Halach Lomaisa, one could say a shtickle and say that if you go to the Kaisel on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there you wouldn't tear Kriya. Because just like you get up, there's no Avelis at that time, you wouldn't tear Kriya. Because again, we're saying the lumbness of the Kriya is, it's Avelis Yishana, there's no Chimum there, and that puts it under the rubric. Because as you said, Daniel, the Chimum puts it Avelis Lechud, Kriya Lechud. What makes Kriya Lechud is the fact that it's Chimum. But if you're talking about Avelis Yishana, you don't have that Chimum, so let it fall back under the rubric of general Avelis. The Kriya. So that'll come out, you can hear after Pesach, after Chatzos Erev Pesach, that'll be the din, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? And he actually points this out, L'maisa. Okay? Not to be, maybe they confused, you know, Erev Pesach L'maisa with every Erev Shabbos. But Erev Pesach is the one exception. That's what Shetha points out. But it's a mistake still, he says, at the end of the day. Okay. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
Does anything have some room when it comes to tearing Kriya? Like if you're wearing your nicest...
You can set it up. You can set up, like, you know, like I said, remember to get some people that are not observant to encourage them to do it, bring an old sweater.
So I'm
definitely.
If
Shabbos, but if it's just a shaman, you can't. That's a shtick.
So I'm saying maybe Erev Shabbos, when you're going to the cold town,
yes.
You're wearing your suit, so maybe yes. That's why you're after yourself, you're not going to...
Uh-huh. But it's not right, though. You really should do it. It's not a kula. After Erev Shabbos, there's no kula. After Chatzos, you got to do it. It's a mistake.
Even if it may be a hesed.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's a... You know, people do the shtick that they mock the begotten. I mean, come on. You know, that's also a shtick. It's not right. You mock the begotten, you keep the shirt. You know what I mean? You don't give the guy your shirt. You should plan it before. You can plan it before. Only thing is, by Yassis to show me, you're wearing a $3,000 Armani suit. What are you going to do? You got to turn Korean on it. Now, the guy probably should keep in mind that if it's possible, see, it's a shom, he should be wearing a $3,000 suit. Okay. But in Chanab, that's the din. Yeah. Shem will make you make it up. Okay. Let's get to the following now. And that is Kriyan Ari Miklat Shaba Ari Yehuda. Interesting. In that tour in Orach Chaim and Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, he discusses Kriya Al Ari Yehuda B'Korbanon. So some Achronim say Ari Yehuda is Lav Dafka. Any Ari Eretz Yisrael B'Korbanon. That's what some Gedol Achronim say. But Rav Poskim don't hold like that. And they hold like the Beis Yosef that Lashon Torah Ari Yisrael is Lav Dafka. He means Ari Yehuda. So if you look in the Shari Tshuva Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, he quotes a Deya in Achronim that says you don't tear Kriyan the city of Chevron. The Shari Tshuva quotes a Shittas Yichida that you don't tear Kriyan the city of Chevron. Because it was from the Ari Miklat, and it was from the cities that were given to the Levim. And they're not called Ari Yehuda. Interesting. And Haskam of Rov Achronim is against this, that we don't rely on this. Okay? Allah Lamasa. So again, the Shari Tshuva quoted Shita Yichida from the Achronim, you don't tear Kriyan and Ari Chevron. Because it was from the Ari Nikla, from the Aram, the Nasul Levim, wasn't from Ari Yehuda, and Rav Post would say we don't rely on that. Halacha l'maisa. So it's just interesting, Rav Shekhar just discusses, and we won't go through the whole Mahalach, just want to bring out l'maisa, that what's the lumdis, the Ari Yehuda, if they're Tachas Shilton Yisrael, but the Beis Hamikdash is not still built. So Rav Shekhar says, if you look, the Bach is of the opinion. The getter of din of the Kriya and Ari Yehuda Brachobon is bidin Torah Savelis on Avdan Malchus Yisrael, that we don't have jurisdiction. That's the getter of din of Kriya and Ari Yehuda Brachobonim. Ari Yehuda Brachobonim is symbolic. We don't have the Ari cities Brachobonim. That's symbolic that we are not under our own auspices. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, the Bach would say that when we have Baruch Hashem, Judea and Samaria, we should keep it, Baruch Hashem. Allah Lamaisa, there's nothing to tear Kriyan. However, if you look in the Levush, Rav Shekhar points out, the Levush had the Geter Adin of Kriyan Ari Yehuda differently, that is Me'ein Avelis on the Churban HaMikdash. It's called Shcheino Shalmakom. It's like Yushalayim had suburbs, the neighbors of the Amakom HaMikdash. If that's the Geter Adin of the Kriyan Churban of Ari Yehuda, that's begetter Shcheino Shalmakom. So Kolzman the Mikdash is Bechorbono, even though Ari Yehuda is Tachas Shilton Yisrael, even though Ari Yehuda is still Tachas Shilton Yisrael, still there would be a Chovas Kriya Kayemis Halacha L'Maisa, because it's considered to be Shcheino Shalmakom on this din. So that's an interesting concept that I wanted to bring out Halacha L'Maisa. Okay, it's an interesting concept I wanted to bring out. Okay. Yes. What is your first name again?
Jeremy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are people in Illinois say it's the Korea for Hebron?
I think nowadays, because we gave it back, you mean?
I see the Jewish quotes that Moshe was noted for Hebron.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Quotes that they really, Moshe and the Chuvas, he quotes? Yeah? What's the Mar Malkum he gives? So Jeremy points out very nicely that he said you should do maybe. So I would say that Rav Moshe obviously learned the law. This is Shcheino Shalmakom. Very good, Jeremy. So it fits in good that he held Shcheino Shalmakom. Nowadays, Jeremy's saying, unfortunately, now that we've given it back, I think it isn't under the PA now, isn't it? Officially, it's under the PA, is it, or is it not? Chevron, I don't know.
It's complicated.
If it is, then Lamaisa, according to both Svaras, and you have to tear Kriya, right? I'm not sure Lamaisa, interesting. Okay, what this brings us to, and I want to finish this up, because maybe we should, let's see how far we get in this Mahalach, Lamaisa. Let's get to the Emek Brach, and then have one more Mahalach, because maybe then we'll start fresh on Ninus tomorrow, you know what I mean? Why start on Ninus? A lot of guys aren't here, so we'll start on Ninus, no? Tomorrow, yeah? We got a lot to do, guys. Because I want to do Aninus, then I want to do Avelis Yom Rishon D'Oraisa de Rabbonim, then I wanted to go to the Simonim about what you do during Shiva, okay? And then, we'll do the order of it, not like the Kefilah Seder Shomer, because we've got a lot to try to finish. Okay, I want to just point out this Emek Bracha, which I thought was fascinating. Emek Bracha and Amud Kuf Lamed Tes. He points out that what happens if you see on Shabbos the Beis HaMikdash? You went to the Kosel Amarai for the first time on Shabbos. A lot of people do that. So they won't have to tear Kriya. So then you leave. Do you do Kriya Motzoi Shabbos or not? No, you don't. Because not Shas Chimum. What it means here, Shas Chimum, is, you know what I mean? It's delayed, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
delayed. Yeah, not the Shas Chimum we're talking about. He says, the Chiv Kriya needs Shas Riyah. He says, Lafizeh. He says like this, what happens if you would stay there and camp out the whole day of Shabbos? Say you learn in a Kotel, you know, or you learn in Eshat Torah. You camp out there the whole thing. And you don't leave there until Motzoi Shabbos. He says, you should also be Potter until you come back another 30 days. That's what he points out. He says, people are noeg. He says, Allah Kalamaisa. And he says, that's what people are knowing. But he says, you know what? Let's stop and think about this. He says, what happens when people come Cholomoid? Ach mashenogin gamkein kishaboyin b'cholomoid gamkein in kairin. In the Som Chanal Dibre Amor B'Yordea, which we learned today, Simen Shin Mem Sif Lamed Aleph, the Nogin Shein Korin B'Cholomoy, Al Shar Krov, M'chutz Mi'ov V'Imo, right, he says, what people are knowing is when they come on Cholomoy, they're not Korea, and they rely on what it says in Sif Lamed Aleph. He says, that's a major mistake. The Shach and Taz quote the Bach, the Mikra Adin, the Rov Gonim, Zutir Kriyan Cholomoy. Just we're knowing Bashar Krovim, not to tear Kriya and Cholomoid, in order to be Yotze, those poskim that say you don't tear Kriya and Cholomoid. But that's because you have the ability to tear Kriya after Cholomoid, right? But a Shemua Krova, that after Moid is going to be Rechoko, we said that what you can't tear Kriya after Moid, you do it right down Moid. So he says, Lefizeh, if you're not going to tear a Cholomoid, if you're not going to tear a Cholomoid, Shuv lo Yikra Achra Moid. You cannot walk tear kriya after the moed. Because why? In that case, kuli amas chayv the kriya b'moed. So he says, he doesn't understand that people what compare these situations halacha l'maisa. Ach mashenogin gamken kishaboy m'cholomoy gamken in korin. People come on cholomoy and they don't tear kriya. Why don't they tear kriya? Because why? They can rely on what? On afterwards doing it. He says that's wrong, Allah Lomaisa. That comparison is wrong, says the Emek Bracha. The comparison is absolutely wrong. He says, the only reason why we allow people to do that is what? Is because you could tear Kriya after Cholomoid. You can't tear Kriya on something when you see the Kulsa a few days later. You can't do that, Allah Lomaisa. So he wanted to say that even if what? Even if you stayed there the whole day, you, in fact, would be putter. And people that want to tear Kriya Lamaisa and rely afterwards, that's against what? This case of Cholomoid is not comparable at all to the case of the Kulsa. So that's what the Emek Bracha wants to point out here in Osvav. Ach mashenogin gamkek shaboyin b'cholomoid gamken in Karin. And they rely on the Ramah. What do you mean they rely on the Ramah? Why do they rely on the Ramah? What do you mean they rely on the role model? Do it later. You can't do it later. You know what I mean? The culture got to do it right now. So if you come on Cholomoid, Allah Lomaisa, theoretically you should do it, but we said from Rosh Hashanah's Lomdas that it's not because it's Avelis, remember? So it's Avelis, we don't do it. So I was thinking that the Emek Bracha seems to be against Rosh Hashanah. He seems to be, the way he's presenting it is that you should do Kriya at the culture on Cholomoid. The way Rav Shechter's Mahalach is that the Kriya and the Chorban is under the rubric of Avelis, and Avelis b'cholomoid, you're not going to do it. So it comes out that the Emek Bracha would be against the Shtikl Torah of Rav Shechter. Okay? So if you note that. I thought it was interesting. Okay. Let's close with the following Mahalach, and then we'll start the Aninus tomorrow. We'll do Aninus Onion tomorrow. You know, the Gemara says in the Gilad on Hamid Beis, it's an interesting concept. The Gemara says in the Gila on Hamid Beis, Hamid Aleph running on the Hamid Beis, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. Bikish Rebbe Lakor Tisha B'Av lo hodol chacham. Chacham didn't buy it. One Gersin in the Gemara is that it was a Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, so it was pushed to Sunday. And he said, if you're pushing it to Sunday anyway, so don't do it that year. That was one gears in the story. But the other gears in the story is you want to get rid of it completely. Frek Taisvis, that's nuts. How could Rabbeinu HaKadosh want to get rid of Tisha B'Av? Anyone who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av will not see the what? not see the Yeshua of Yerushalayim. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha, says Taisus, is that you can't repeal a takana of a previous base unless you're greater b'chachma than minyan. Now, Rabbi HaKadosh, even if he was greater than chachma, which he might have been, but he wasn't greater than minyan, his convention, right? So those are the two kashas that Taisus asked, bomb kashas, the mice. So Taisus gives two tirutz in Megillah Hamid base. What he says is as follows. One answer is, Taisus says, is that he was just trying to change the date. He did not want to get rid of Tisha B'Av completely. The Ritva there in Megillah Hamid Beis points out that's very difficult. The Gemara in the first daf in Megillah, when it pilpels which days are good for reading the Megillah, points out, what are you talking about? How can you put the Megillah being read on 11th, 12th, and 13th? It's Ein Ro, you need to be able to what? You need to be able to repeal it to kind of your greater b'chachma minyan. Right? You're not greater b'chachma minyan. So the Gemara uses that principle on days of Manaf Megillah regarding dates. So even if you change a calendar date, that's a problem of repealing. That's the kasha net teretz. Then you have the second teretz of Taisus. What was the second teretz of Taisus? That Rebbe didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av. He wanted to make it like the other Tanesim. Not 24 hours, he wanted to make it like 12. And maybe he wanted to chisel down the Inuyim. That's also very mechudish, no? Why is that not an Akira? That's a repealing. No? Minimizing the hours and also minimizing the Inuyim, the Isurim. So these two Terutzim of Taisa are very, very difficult. Very difficult. In fact, on the side of the page in Megillah, the Taisus discusses there in the Sefer Shashas, and there in Hamid Beis, actually points out here, he says, he points out, the Gemara in the end of Tainus that says Rabbi Yochanan said if he would have been there, he would have enacted Tisha B'Av to be on the 10th and not the 9th, because most of the burning was on the 10th. But he says that Chula Peronis is Adif. So he just points out he would have, if he would have been there, he would have enacted on the 10th, but he wouldn't have been able to Machri all the Chachamim. All the Chachamim maskim el harbe iskimu l'kova basir, rak harov iskimu l'kova b'chi. He would have a minority, but that would not have been considered to be repealing. Because if you have a minority, then that's not considered to be repealing. You follow? In other words, when the original takana was made, if there was a strong enough minority, then a later door can say, oh, we held like that minority. So that's Lamaisa. That's what the side of the page says that Tosus meant in his first terms by changing the calendaric day. Okay? But the fact of the matter is that what the truth is, the Gemara says in Megillah Beis Manaf that changing the day is repealing. Is considered repealing, and therefore these two tirutzim with us are very difficult. So I once saw a beautiful mahalach for this kashas of Taisus, which I think I wanted to share with you today about the kriya, because at first glance, the Rambam we paskin, how many times did the Jewish people come into Eretz Yisrael? Really, really twice as a Klal Yisroel. Yoshua brought them back in, and then Ezra brought them back from Babel. Yoshua bring them as Kitcha Rishona. Ezra is Kitcha Shnia. Now, how do we paskin? We paskin Kitcha Rishona is Lav Kitcha Lassel Lavo. Rambam writes in Pirat Vav Hichos Halacha Tet Vav Hichos Beze Bechira. Kitcha Shnia is Kitcha Lassel Lavo. Why is that? Okay. The Radbaz says because Yoshua was not Makdish Pepeh. Ezra was. So therefore, the Kedushas Peh lasts forever. The Rav had a different shot in the Rambam, that Yoshua was dependent on divide and conquer. And once we were thrown out, the Kedusha evaporated. Ezra was based on a different word called Chazaka, says the Rambam. What is Chazaka? Chazaka means he took the Kedusha in the Mikdash and expanded it throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael is of the genre of Kedusha Shechina. Because the Rambam coins an amazing phrase. Even if you own Kitchu Shon Alav Kitchu Losa Lavo, the Makam HaMikdash is Kaddish forever. Shechina ain't a B'Tayla. The divine presence is never nullified. And therefore, if someone's Tomei Mesi goes there nowadays, Chayv Karis. The Magen Rum Paschas like the Rambam. In Tov Kuf Samach Aleph. Paschas like the Rambam. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says no Karis nowadays. The Ravid says no, Botla Kedushin. He says the rest of Eretz Yisrael might be Karis, but not Yushalayim. Their mom is diametrically opposed. I guess that's what Ariel Sharon, the prime minister, must have held like the Ravid. When he went to the Makom HaMikdash, right? Ariel Sharon, Alav HaShalom, right? He must have held like the Ravid, Poshup Shad, okay? I don't know if that's what he held. But Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham Paschas like the Rambam, we can't go there. How can Chayalim be there? Because they're Bikuch Nefesh. That's the only reason why they're able to be there. Otherwise, they're Tamei Meis. Not allowed to be there. Makom HaMikdash. Okay. So that's the Rav's Pshat in the Rambam. Kibush as opposed to Chazaka. Rambam uses that, those two words. That's what he's Masber. Different than the Rabbaz in the beginning holds Trumas. So, it could be the following. And this is where Rav Zhulti writes. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim claims the only time it's a problem of repealing is when you're dealing with a takana or a gzeira. But if you're dealing with a bona fide din d'oraisa, then there's no concept of repealing. Yiftach b'doro, kishmul b'doro. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And Achron can argue on a Rishon if he has Rayas, the Ramah writes in Koshin Mishpah. Generally, it's not done, but it can. We can't argue on the Gemara. That was a Kabbalah. Ravina Ravashi Sofa Ra. That closed the chapter in history. Gemara Bo Metziah Peyem and Af. The Vilna Gaon says from the Ramah, Vilna Gaon and Simon Chafein Koshin Mishpah is Mazib the Ramah, you can never be Cholik on the Gemara. That's Chlor. But as Rav Shekhar Shlid pointed out, that's the whole concept of you know, precedent in secular law is one thing, but there's really no concept of precedent by us. You can't argue on the Gemara, but an Achron can argue on the Rishon who's entitled to his opinion via Rayas. Many Gedol Achron just quote Tshuvas beforehand or Rishonim to show that this is that, what they're like. There was a Sefer published many years ago against Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe is cholik on the note of Yehuda and Rabbi Kiveger. How could he do such a thing? The whole premise of the Sefer is wrong. Of course Rav Moshe can argue on them. And that's what the Rambam's writing in Usmanra by a Dindi Raisa. Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel, but he was the leader during that time. So Rav Zhulti wants to say, well, let's stop and think here. The Nekudas of Achleikas team, Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Chachamim was exactly this Machleikas. A Dindi Raisa was the Kedusha Shalayim forever and ever. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, yes, held many times in Shas, famous statement. What's the statement? What is this famous statement? Makrivin afal bishem l'bayis. You don't need an edifice. You don't need a structure. The Shekhinah is there. That's what Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shita. Shekhinah ain't a potato. So therefore Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, what do you need Tisha B'Av for? What do you need it for? So we can say one of three pshatim what the Chachamim are arguing on. Either the Chachamim paskin, in a sense, that kitsha, that the like the Ravid Shita, the Kedusha Yerushalayim was evaporated, and therefore he argues against the din of Makriv Alef Shmuel Bayis. That's one way of saying it. But what you've gleaned is that this is a machlokas on a level of the Araisa. You've answered Tosfos two kashas. What was Tosfos two kashas? How could Rebbe want to get rid of Tisha B'Av? Rebbe was saying there's no need to have Tisha B'Av. There's no need to have Tisha B'Av. And it's not an Akira, because Akira is only a problem if you view it as a takana. But if it's a bona fide Nidhi Raisa, it's not a problem. So that was one way to say over the Nekudas and Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Number two, the other way of saying it is that there's really a stira in Rabbi Yechon. What's a stira? What happens if we're a makrav of a korban outside on Amsterdam Avenue? Bizman hazeh. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, I think it's in Kuf Yud, that according to Rabbi Yechonan, Rechayev Kar is Shchut Echutz. However, Rabbi Yechonan is of the opinion, the Gemara says, in Yevamis and Dafayin Tes, that Bimei Rebbe, they wanted to matter the Nisinim. For what? What do they want to matter them to do? So the Gemara discusses about the Mizbeach. What do you mean there was no Mizbeach that existed? Rebbe says that for the avoda in the Mikdash, there was no avoda in the Mikdash at that time. It's after the Churban. It's 200, 300 CE. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you matter them to do avoda in the Mikdash? There was no Mikdash. So it seems like Rabbi Yochanan there in Yevamos seems to say there's no Kedushas on Mikdash. Whereas when it comes to Zvachim and Kuf Yud, he says, if we're makir the Korban, you are Chayav Shuti Chutz. Why are you Chayav Shuti Chutz? It must be there is Kedushas on Stirib Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Zhulti wanted to say, if you look in the Chinuch writes, Makriv Nafal Pishim Mabayis is not a Chiyuv. It's a Heter. It's a Matter. We don't have a Chiyuv to do it. But it's a Matter. We could do it, theoretically. That was Rav Yochanan Shita. You follow me? Mm-hmm. That's why Shechut Yichut Shechayiv Karis. But on the other hand, Allah Chalashim, we're not Mechuyuv to do it. So that's why he was yelling at Rebbe, saying, what are you worried about? There's no Chiyuv to do it. When you talk about pilpling the matrim and the sinim. But theoretically, if a guy would back up a korban, since the kedusha is there, you would be chayav karis. So maybe that's a second way to say over the machlekes. Rebbe holds it's a chiyuv makriv nafesh v'lo bayis. Chum say it's a matter. It's been downgraded. That's why we have Tisha B'Av. Rebbe says it's not been downgraded at all. Why have Tisha B'Av? That's a second way of saying it.
Is that a chiddush to say that Rebbe holds that it's a chiyuv to do?
Not necessarily. I remember Rav Agon, Rav Nevin Salshli, that came on Yom Yishalam Dishalbim. He gave a whole shir about why we don't makrif karbonis bismanazeh. And he said basically at the end of the day, the reason is that we might not know where the mizbeach is exactly. He says if we would do it, it'd be rode for the Jews, and other countries might get killed by the Arabs if we did it. But technical problems. You know, there's all discussion between Hirsch Kalischer and Vicky Vager, correspondence to be Makar Korban Pesach Bismanazah. Okay. Because, you know, because Korban Pesach doesn't need Reach Nichoach. All Korban Pesach, but we don't have the Reach Nichoach. So what? Korban Pesach doesn't need it. So maybe we could do it. But that's a second way of saying these Machlokes. But again, the premise being that we put it on a level of the Yeraisa. And then the third way of saying it, and then we'll finish up, because we'll finish up with one. The third way of saying it is that maybe it's a fundamental machlekes what Tisha B'Av is all about. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says it's totally korbanos. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, I can still do korbanos. Why have Tisha B'Av? Come say, no, it's much more than that. It's a day of mourning. There are five things that happen on Tisha B'Av. There are five events that took place. And because of that, it's the Rashi writes in Divrei Yomim, we put all the days of all the sadness that happened to Klai Yisrael, we say it then. For the Shoah, we say it then, Rashi writes at the Rei Yomim. So it's not just for the lack of the Karbonis. It's for other days of Korban, of sadness, and we mourn. And for that, maybe you have to say Kedivrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah, to put it on a derisive level. Maybe that's what you have to say. So maybe that's the Nekudas of Achleikis. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, do you know what the Rambam writes historically? The Jews fasted during Bayis Sheni on Tisha B'Av. Why are they fasting? We have Bayis Sheni. Because of the day of calamity. So I just wanted to. So there's are three ways in which you have to say it. You just the one difficulty I always had with this mahalach is that how did Rabbeinu HaKadosh read the pesukim in Zechariah? The pesukim say in Zechariah you're supposed to fast it, right? They will be, you know, the fourth, the fifth. So I think the answer the Rishulti would say is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh says when we rebuilt Lamaisa, those were only that the nevuah was only in a situation. So you hear him asking? What was the Nevuah talking about? If the Shechina Zayin B'Tela there, then what was Zechariah saying? You know, the four fasts, Som Revi, Som Chamishi. When do you fast those if you hold like Rabbeinu HaKadosh? No? When do you fast those? If it never can lose its Kedusha, how do you ever get how do you, how did Rabbeinu HaKadosh understand the Nevuah in Zechariah? Halach Lamaisa. If the Kedusha never can get lost. You understand what I'm asking? It's difficult, no? How would he be mazbir those psukim? Very, very difficult. You're going to tell me when there's anti-Semitism, but it's anti-Semitism plus the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. But according to Ben HaKadosh, you never lose the Beis HaMikdash, no? Once it's been instituted, Once the miskadish doesn't it last forever? Remember, kitchen is shown as kitchen loss of love over Gabi Yushalayim.
It's still a day of calamity, though.
Right, so is that what he means? It means that the day of calamity, Lamaisa. I mean, these days are a day, but the four fasts, though, it's not just Tisha B'Av, it's all the fasts. So, Ravi, you know, Asar B'Tein, Shemasa B'Tamuz. So, you have to think about that. So, I wanted to just close with, when we do the Kriya on these, on the Makom HaChorban, you got to ask yourself, according to Rebbe, would we do such Kriya? Would we do Kriya, I was thinking. If Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, it would follow that we wouldn't do the Kriyas either. No? What are we doing Kriya for? It's like you wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, we wouldn't do Kriya. We don't. What's the famous Gemara Ksubas? Halach Kerebi Mechaverav, Lo Mechaverav. It's a chum against Rebbe HaKadosh. So we pass and we do Kriya. We observe Tisha B'Av. But Lamaisa, Rebbe wanted to say, Halach Lamaisa, we wouldn't really have that. So that's the Mahalach I wanted to say over to you. Look, Gabi, this dude. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we'll start Aninus. And like I said, Yom Rishon, the Rice of the Rabbanon, and then the Surin Rishon. Okay, everyone have a good day. Good to see everybody. Shukoyah.